All right, fighters, good morning. Have you ever wondered why you do the things you do? Like some of your behavior, you wonder, why can't I be as organized as other people or whatever it might be? Why can't I be as outgoing as other people? Why am I not as assertive? Blah, 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 blah. Right? Guys, we are all wired a certain way. I am not a Mr. Expert on the thing I'm going to talk about here today, which is why I'm going to give you guys a great resource so that you can be more effective and more efficient and have a bigger impact and get better results in your business. So I'm going to give you a resource, and it's a guy we've had on the show before. He's been on some of our fight nights and stuff. In fact, right now we're talking about bringing him in to be part of our 100K coaching program, to be another coach in the group and help us out with some people stuff. His name is Art Snarzik. He owns a company called Interview Advisors, Interview Advisors. And he's called the Turnover Terminator because he helps you solve your people problem and helps with hiring and stuff. And I know so many of us are struggling with that. But back to what I started with here, sometimes you just wonder, man, why the fuck can't I get organized? Why can't I do this? Guys, there's an assessment. Some of you have probably taken it. It's called a DISC, D-I-S-C, a DISC assessment. And listen, there's no right or wrong. We're all wired the way we are. D is dominance. I is influence. S is like steadiness. And the C is like conscientiousness. And there's a couple different variations of that, but that's basically it. So long story short, D's and I's are more typically more outgoing. S's and C's are typically more introverted. D's, you know, let you guess what I am. D's are type A, driven, goal-oriented, in your face. You know, we leave a wake of destruction behind us oftentimes if we're not careful. We're very direct and results-oriented and shit like that, right? Hopefully that makes sense. We're competitive. And I is, they're enthusiastic, they're friendly, you know, they're the person hosting the fucking block party, and it's the hub of all social interaction. The S, they're patient, they're systematic, they don't like change, they're accepting and warm people. So there's variations of all these things, guys. And if I don't say a certain word, it doesn't mean that word doesn't fit that person. And then the C, the conscientiousness or compliance, sometimes it's called, they're the very accurate human beings, and they're cautious, and they fear being wrong. Like they're checking all the boxes. They're detail oriented. They're like the CPAs and the accountants and, you know, of the world, and the engineers and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I'm not going to waste your time here with a bunch of that stuff, but I wanted to share with you guys one of the cool things on my recent DISC assessment that I had Art and his team do on me. And again, you could reach out to Art and tell him you heard about it over there if you want to do it. And there's free things online and stuff, guys. I've never found one as good as Art's because it's really detailed. I don't know, it's like a 71-page fucking report on Reber, okay? And I've done these for years. One of the sections, though, is time wasters. Okay. And it basically says this section of your report is designed to identify time wasters that may impact your overall time use effectiveness, which is super important because we're all talking about implementation here. And so I'm going to give you what I have a tendency, my biggest time wasters, according to this. And when I got this, I'm like, yeah, that's fucking 100% on. So guys, doesn't mean that, I'm always this way or always not this way, but I want to share with you the benefit of having one of these done because now it's on my awareness. And a lot of these things I already knew, but there's a possible cause, there's a possible solution. And the more you know about yourself, the better you can adjust as a leader. Okay. So one of my time wasters, I'm not going to go through all of them, just the highlight ones here, is I make snap decisions. Okay. Decisions that are made too quickly without having all the necessary information. I'm an incredibly fast action taker. And one of some of the possible causes is I'm impatient. And that impatience overrides my need to wait for more information. Sometimes I try to do so much and I just make, you know, or I fail to plan in advance. Okay. And those are things that can cause me to just make snap decisions. And so possible solutions, right? Ask for recommendations, establish a process for decisions prior to situation occurring, whatever. Okay. So guys, this is just putting this, and what's cool about this, I bring this to my team and I do discs on all my team here in the fight as well. And when we know these things about each other, we can help each other be more successful. Another one of my time wasters here is poor delegation. Now, it's funny because I'm the outsource king, guys. But sometimes I get into a situation where I have a hard time discriminating between things that need my attention and things that don't. And the possible causes of this is I just sometimes don't want to give up control. Sometimes I don't understand the abilities of other people. I don't want to overload people's. It's not always bad things, right? Sometimes you just don't want to bother somebody. And so this is where solutions are like, man, I gotta make sure I have some focus around training and mentoring others and developing the people around me, give people the opportunity to help. This is why I have weekly meetings. And this is why they're so important, is because you can get these things out on the table and I can share some of the things that, you know, sometimes I'll just say to my team, I'll be like, hey, I don't know if I should do this or not, or who should do this. Should it be me or what? We'll just talk it through. That will help me delegate. All right. And I guess the last thing I want to share with you about my DISC is it talks about some, and I'm sharing this with you to give you guys some insight on the power of these things. There's a thing here I'm scrolling for right now. I got to find it. It's a huge report. What's cool is when you do these on your team, guys, you know what motivates them. You know how they're wired. Like my number one motivator is I'm individualistic. I'm like off the charts individualistic compared to most human beings, apparently, which means I have to be in an environment where I can call my own shots. And oftentimes we don't create a culture that fits the people that we have. And there's not one size fits all. So this is just all part of becoming a better leader, certainly with ourselves and our teams. So anyway, talks about keys to motivating, keys to managing, blah, blah, blah. Think about how helpful that would be. What was really cool for me, and I overlooked this in the past when I had gone through this assessment, is it talks about my core competencies, like skills that I have that are strongest to weakest. And this is the part that I had overlooked before on this thing. Guys, my top skill, if you want to call it that, is of my competency being something I'm skilled in to help me reach my goals, is resiliency, which is defined basically as quickly recovering from adversity. The national mean or whatever this is here is like a 63 out of 100. I'm a 93, okay? Which is funny because sometimes I feel like I'm too stupid to quit, right? You know, and then my second one, which is another 93, is goal orientation, setting, pursuing, attaining goals. On the flip side, guys, if I go to the bottom, the things that I'm weakest at, which is hilarious to me, like project management is at the bottom. Planning and organizing is at the bottom. Okay. And some other things like that. So what that says to me is I just have to have a strong support staff around me that are strong in those other areas. So guys, you might be busting your asses right now. You might be going, why can't I ever get ahead? Why can't I ever turn the corner? Why can't I ever keep people? Why can't I hire right? Guys, a DISC assessment, it's not the cure-all for everything, right? But it's a great indicator into human beings, into yourself, into how to lead your team, into where your blind spots are. And that's what I've been able to do to be successful, guys, is I focus on the things that I'm massively good at and successful at, and I get out of the way and I bring in people that like I have on my team to fill in those gaps. Okay, so I just want to encourage you with that. If you ain't ever done one of these, head to interviewadvisors.com. Reach out to my buddy Art. He's a stellar human being. He did not ask me to do this. He does not know I'm even recording this right now. But I was just sitting here going through my DISC again, and it just gave me so much more insight into me and my team that I just want to share it with you guys. So anyway, guys, when you get the people thing right, your business will be way stronger than you ever imagined. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next time.